Here we go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Excite Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth. Home of the Empty Promise. My name is Chris, and thank you for joining me and my two good friends, Patty and James.
Hi, dear.
Hey, how you doing?
On this beautiful...
Oh!
Night!
Oh!
Evening. It is... I can't lie. I can't. I'm sunburned, and I can't lie. It's not blustery. It's not cold.
No.
It's unfavorably good. Warm.
Unseasonably.
Unseasonably.
Unfavorably. Unfavorably warm tonight. Thank you for joining us on what is episode 15 of the Excite Gaming Podcast, and it is a very, very exciting night for us all. We cannot tell you why just yet, but
no.
We are really, really excited for where things are going with Excite Gaming. Do continue watching, and we will have good things coming for you in the future. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me tonight on May 9th.
Yes.
What a deal.
We're on this day in 1945, World War II, the Soviet Union marks Victory Day. 1960, the US becomes the first country to legalize the birth control pill. And in 1962, the Beatles signed their first contract with EMI Parlophone. Man. Not a very eventful day. Wow. Such.
Any, it was pretty big, though.
Any news in the Beatles I'm happy with.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Any news? What if it's really, really bad news?
What, like John Lennon got shot?
Yeah. Look, happy enough?
Solid.
Sweet. gentlemen. This rumor about fucking, I don't know if it's a rumor or what it is, but like Paul McCartney, how he was actually killed ages ago. And
yeah.
Paul McCartney of today is just a, like.
I've seen a couple of those, yeah.
It's fucking one, load of shit.
It's true. I've actually seen all the evidence.
So have I.
Yeah. I've seen it all.
Paul McCartney.
Even stuff that they won't show.
He's a robot.
He is a robot.
Android.
No, I researched that quite a lot. And it's just, you know.
It's bullshit.
Not plausible.
Yeah.
Pal.
In your professional opinion?
In my professional undercover CIA.
In
FBI.
My professional opinion. That's all I have right here. Because you're both talking shit. Gentlemen, how have our weeks been? It has been a long time from I've seen you, I think.
It's been one solid week.
One solid week. A week too long, Paddy. a week too long.
I seen you midweek. I got my fix of Chris.
I seen you Sunday.
Sunday. For a walk in the blistering heat.
Oh, it was blistering fucking Sunday. Was
I got
Sunday,
absolutely scorched. I don't know if you can you see?
Yeah,
I got scorched. I was wearing a vest that day. Shouldn't have worn a vest.
No, bad idea.
Nobody should wear a
vest. I wore a
full ever.
On. No. I just wore, you know, a full coat. Puffy ones, because I'm not getting sunburned, but.
No, he wasn't. It was true. It's true. I was there. It has been a ridiculously warm week, gentlemen. And
it's coming to a close.
It's coming to a close.
I think we've got another day or two.
Yeah, tomorrow it's cloudy and then.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Friday
Jinx.
It's raining.
Friday is raining.
Yeah. Too bad.
Back to normality.
It's good for the crops. I keep crops.
You have to.
Oh,
in this climate.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to. Any news this week, gentlemen? Not news on gaming, but any news from yourselves? Anything I need to know about your week that I do not yet know? Patty.
No, Chris.
No.
All right.
You had a candy floss machine.
Oh, yeah.
At his disposal.
Oh, babe.
Dangerous. Not the word. How was that?
It was tasty. I'm not gonna lie. There's much popcorn made.
Where did you popcorn? In a candy floss.
There's no popcorn made. What are you on about?
What are you talking about, Patty?
Yeah, candy floss. Fuck.
Candy floss.
I tell you though, they give us a big
candy
tub.
Floss in the brain.
They give us a big tub of the sugar, and halfway through, that's all we got.
Where did the candy floss
Serious?
Machine come from?
Oh, we hired it because it was my wee girl's communion, so we hired it and a bouncy castle and stuff and had a party for it.
We should
house.
100% hire a candy floss machine for in here and just make candy until the room is full of candy
floss. I went online and found the exact same candy floss machine for £130 outright.
So bad?
So we should buy
I was thinking floss? About it because literally the man said to me, look, if you run out of this stuff, put in normal sugar. Works the same. I goes, no way.
Did you try it?
Yeah, I tried it.
Did it work?
Yes. It was amazing.
Oh my God. Can you imagine just if you, like, the people watching this, could you hear like a boom in the background?
And they just suddenly pull out this big whip of candy floss. But like it turned your teeth really blue. Like, and I mean proper blue.
It was blue candy floss?
It was blue sugar, yeah, but with obviously putting in the white sugar was fucking class.
How do you get the pink?
Pink sugar.
Pink sugar. It's just...
They're here.
Hello?
Hello? I don't know how they found me.
Help me!
So it's blue candy floss you had?
Yeah, it's just sugar with food coloring.
Home of the empty promise. Candy floss to me is pink. So,
it was great.
I've seen plenty of blue candy floss though.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh. I've seen multicolored candy.
Yeah, they do it in like rainbows and stuff on sticks.
What are you giving out of it?
Not giving out. I'm just saying, home of the empty promise.
Oh god. Yeah, so that was that. I had a candy floss machine.
He had a candy
that used to were quite jealous of.
I didn't really know about it till this moment. I've seen something on the group chat.
You're a little bitch.
He is a little bitch. Scrolled right past the last time we did a podcast, I told you guys that I went to Belfast for my birthday. We got something to eat. I decided 5 days later that I wanted to go back to Belfast and thus get more food from the same establishment because I didn't buy anything for myself, like I said, and you may have read it in the blog. You can check that out now. But I did. I went down and I treated myself. I bought myself some stuff.
What kind of stuff, Chris?
I bought myself a book. I bought myself a poster. I bought myself a pop. I bought myself Adventure Time Series 1 on DVD.
Boring!
Adventure Time?
Oh, I don't know.
It's incredible.
I just wanted to share that.
Yeah. And I bought myself some t-shirts and some memorabilia and just crap like that.
No games?
Nice.
No games because I am...
Oh, no, actually.
I am in the...
No games, but you'll find out why if you go read his blog.
I am in the...
There's two plugs for the blog in about 2 minutes.
I know. Do you want to hit us with the
hat trick? D put up a weekly update.
So I was reading Christopher's blog and it genuinely reached me. It was amazing. Fantastic.
I'm knee deep. I'm elbow deep in.
I don't know why that's funny, but that's funny for some reason.
I know why that's funny.
Does it? I don't even know why that's funny.
It was knee deep.
Huh? I was good. I'll not say.
You only ever knee deep in one thing.
Okay. Well, I was elbow deep in the Last of Us during the week. I'm enjoying it. It's
we have shrunk. This ship is down.
It's okay. All right.
What is it?
The Last of Us. It's
you're
okay.
Still saying this.
I'm still saying
bullshit.
This. I moved on and
have you your key for the door that I give you that time?
Yeah.
Open it, will you? Right the fuck.
No, it's
why
just
do we need
okay.
A key from the inside.
Shh, D.
We actually do.
You do, actually.
That's
yeah.
Something we need to get is a new lock on our door.
Write that
new
down
handle.
In the book.
I'll write it down in the book. The book of all things X8 and most things not. Home of the empty promise!
We're really running with this slogan.
We have to. We know what's coming up. You don't. But we do. It's just okay. It's one word so far, repetitive.
I can't believe this.
Yeah,
We were talking about this briefly earlier.
Yeah.
Whilst we were getting something to eat.
I thought your overall outlook on it was more positive than this.
Very
one.
No.
He said it was repetitive, and I understood where he was coming from to a certain point. Mm. It will all change. I'm assumed it should have changed, but now
I have just okay. For anyone who hasn't played The Last of Us, don't listen now because I'm going to talk about a little bit of the story. You can drop back in about 2 minutes time. I have just helped Tommy and his new wife fight at the hydroelectric plant. They were being ambushed or whatever, and then Ellie took off on a horse. Tommy was going to send her to the Fireflies. We took the horses to overlooking the Fireflies, and then Joe was like, Ellie, come with me. And then they went off and went out to university campus because we're going for the lab. That bit's very cool so far.
Yeah.
Because the universe, but it's all very samey so far. It's all very like, here's a building. You're going to have to move through this building, and it's going to be full of either bad guys or clickers or runners. And once you get through that building, you know, we'll have a cutscene, we'll probably meet someone, there'll be a bit of a shootout, and then we'll move on to the next piece. And that's just the way, for me, it's been from the off.
I tell you what, if you're not enjoying it by the
yeah,
university
you're probably
point, I don't know if you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, the universe, it's so far, it's okay.
Right after the university.
But the story, though.
Yeah.
Story's fantastic.
Yeah.
Story's fantastic. It's just the gameplay, it just feels very samey.
To an extent, I know what you're talking about. But it was just that good. I could overlook that easily.
Do you know what I think the problem is for me? I've been given so much from the outside before I've jumped into the last.
There's actually nothing worse than that, to be fair.
Build up expectations, like.
I'm still enjoying it, don't get me wrong. I had a real shit me quick fucking moment.
Word! This has never happened before. Where are these coming from?
Holy Happy Bros!
Shit me quick. That's a fucking new one of me.
That's a new slogan. Say again and
shit me quick.
I like that.
Real well, shit me quick moment. That's going in the book. If there was anything ever worthy of putting on paper, it was that. Shit me quick.
Well, I had one of those moments earlier. I don't know what you'd call it. I was making my way through the campus, and I haven't got through the campus yet because I turned it off. So there's a load of clickers everywhere. There must have been about 15 of them or so. And I was like sneaking through because I could see one moving here. And I was like, I was following him. And then I get into this room and I was like, okay, there's a shiv. I'm going to make a shiv here because it's the easiest way to take these guys out. He was just standing there. And then I was like, okay, I got my shiv. I'm going to flank. Literally just turned around. There's a clicker like right there. Just ran at me. I was like, fuck. And that's when I turned the game off because I died.
It can be a genuinely scary
game. It is. Yeah. I told you about the moment I had with the bloater and stuff. That scared the fuck out of me. Loving the combat, loving the story between Joel and Ellie, and the location's okay. It's just all a bit samey so far.
I don't know.
But we'll get there.
Winter changed everything for me. Winter.
We'll talk about this when you're complete.
We will. But I have to say that for my main topic tonight, I have taken not a lot of things, but from playing The Last of Us, there's a lot in The Last of Us that I really enjoy that I would... You'll see when we get to our main topic.
Yeah, fair enough. Interesting.
Dee, how's your week been? Sorry to ramble on.
I'm getting like really, really close to finishing Mass Effect Andromeda.
Which I am excited about because then I want you to move on to...
Oh, Batman.
Yes.
Yeah, Batman's next.
Yep.
Mass Effect, I am like basically done like everything optional.
Okay.
And now I'm just rattling through like story missions.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I went from like, I don't think I told you, went from like 50% to 70% like a couple of hours. Like,
yeah. Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Because like I was just doing all the optional like side stuff.
Yeah.
And then I've completely done it now. All I have left to do is
this like, is the official story stuff.
Like. So I'm just like basically just like knocking off all of those tasks. Well, not tasks, but like character missions before I go in for like what I think is like, you know, the point of no return, the final mission.
Yeah.
It. And then I'll be done.
Nice.
And then I'll be done. And then I'll go into Batman, I think.
Yeah. What Batman is it you're going into?
Arkham Knight.
Apparently one of the best.
Oh,
yeah,
phenomenal. Everything that has been done before, but on a better, larger scale.
Oh, cool. Well, you see, I only played Asylum, and it was great.
It is great.
Yeah.
And then I never looked into the Batman games anytime
City
after that.
City was like, not 10 times, no, it was very much improved on
Asylum. And then this one has just took a step above that again.
What was the one that like nobody kind of liked? Origins?
Origins.
It's because it was a different studio. Like, but they're going to do the next Batman game, whatever it is. Hopefully they'll manage decently because
I like
Batman games.
So. Yeah.
They're enjoyable. They're easy and enjoyable.
They are. Yep. Great combat in those as well. Actually.
Yeah.
There's nothing better sometimes than being able to just switch your brain off and play.
Yeah.
It's the same as watching an easy television show.
Yeah, that's very true.
Speaking of an easy television show to watch, I'm now writing through Scrubs.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm starting season 7 now.
Yeah?
Which is like a short season anyway.
What do you think of it?
Very good.
Yeah. Still, do you think it's great. Progressively getting better or just you hit that
it's
point
like one of the most consistent
there.
Shows I've seen. Yeah. Like, I'm never like going like, this has dropped in quality or this is drastically improved in quality. I'm just like, this is just steady going.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, doesn't sound like an amazing thing, but like for most TV shows, that is. That's a massive accomplishment.
Yeah, because most TV shows hit their high points and then they'll go low and then come back again. How are you finding Prison Break?
How would you quit?
Brilliant.
Best show I've ever watched in my life.
Wow. The new series?
That's good.
As a whole.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, specifically the new season, though, is it
living up?
It really is, because I, to be honest, regardless, couldn't wait for it to come back, good or bad. But it's went so far past my expectations.
Yeah?
Class.
That is class.
It's as good as like season 1 and 2, pretty much.
It is.
I'm going to watch it then.
Yeah.
There's so many twists and turns in it. You're like, oh. You know, because it's only a 9 episode.
Is that it?
Was it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How many episodes are we in now then?
There's 4?
5?
5?
Well, 4 in the UK, 5 in the US. Tonight will be 6.
Tonight, so when do you get to watch it? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Nice. Nice. And you're enjoying it?
Love it.
I have to say, just now that we're on TV shows, I finished Freaks and Geeks.
Yes.
Finished
the ending.
I have never heard of this thing.
Like, if for anyone who hasn't seen Freaks and Geeks, regardless of whether you like the comedy stylings of Seth Rogen, James Franco, that whole clique, that group, anybody who grew up late 80s, early 90s babies especially, go and watch this show. It is so bloody relatable to anyone, just to everybody.
I wouldn't even consider myself like that area
no.
of time.
We're 90s babies, but it's still like it had that where it was
you
like,
just,
oh
yeah,
my god,
you can
it
just
is
to it so,
so
much.
Good and it's so relatable. The ending I thought was
it
just tied it up so well.
I only thought it was a perfect ending.
Yeah, you kind of knew that they were okay. So there only is one series of Freaks and Geeks. You kind of knew at the end of it that not that there wasn't anywhere that they could have gone, but it just all...
It was just natural.
It was perfect, yeah. It was really, really good, and I highly recommend that to anybody. You can get it on Netflix, or you can buy the DVD,
Do it.
But watch that. It is incredible.
Do it on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It was on Netflix for me.
No, it's an old show, so don't put it on and be like, oh, it's old, shit.
Man. Oh, you know, give it. You have to give it.
Give it a couple episodes, and you'll be very much into it.
Give it
very,
a chance,
very
mate.
Good, have to say. Loving that. Loving it. Loving some Adventure Time, too. Love my cartoons.
I want to watch it.
I'll give you it. You can watch it. It's just
After Scrubs, I'm going to be so lost.
Yeah.
There's your next show right there.
You recently watched it, though, again, didn't you? Well,
no, I haven't watched it since, like, not last summer, the summer before.
Oh, yeah.
I have not watched Lost from, like, 8 minutes into the first episode.
That's a long time. Gentlemen, news. Specifically, gaming news.
Gaming-related.
What have...
One moment, Christopher, till I put on my spectacles.
Shits.
What have we come up with this week?
Do I actually need these for up
close? Oh, yes. Very interesting.
Okay.
One of our pet hates is having to buy additional stuff when you buy the game. Call of Duty, well known for it, releasing 4 map packs a year.
Of course.
Their last one, I think it's their last one, for this Black Ops 3. No.
Infinite Warfare?
No, tell a lie. Yeah, Infinite Warfare is this one. Black Ops 3. I have just copped on.
This one
They're releasing another piece of DLC for this game.
For Black Ops 3?
Yeah.
It must still have a pretty heavy player base.
It's Zombies Chronicles, it's called.
Oh.
Now, how much... Do you know what the average map pack goes for?
£12?
Yeah.
Oh,
there or thereabouts.
I didn't know where. He told me that earlier. I didn't know that.
$30 this time around.
What?
Yeah.
Dollary dues.
So what's that? 24 quid? There or thereabouts? Double the price of normal?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
It's the Zombies Chronicles? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Zombies Chronicles.
So it's like all the old zombie maps. And people will buy that for sure.
No harm, but that is not... that. Even if I did play the game, that wouldn't appeal to me in the slightest. Zombies doesn't appeal to me.
It remasters 8 old zombie maps from World of War, Black Ops, and Black Ops 2.
I can see why people would want it. Yeah,
but not good enough for one last year's game and the price. Yeah. Shocking.
I can see where people, like, obviously people will buy it. It's Call of Duty. It's a map pack.
Zombies in particular.
People are going to want to play it, and zombies, especially the World of War and the, what was the Black Ops map called?
Was it Keen Order Toten?
It was Keen Order Toten.
Was it the World War one? I'm not sure.
It was Keen Order Toten, yeah.
It was good. I really enjoyed it.
It was like in the... It was like a big stage and all that kind of thing. Yeah.
But if I want to play Keen Order Toten, I'll just play Black Ops.
Black Ops, yeah, of course. Exactly. I'm not going to buy Black Ops 3.
I'm going to buy Black Ops 3 and then buy the $30 fucking map pack.
Yeah.
And then realize you actually like the original better. D. Or Paddy, have you got something else?
Oh, I have loads.
Oh, well then...
Loads!
I got some things.
You can argue it out among yourselves.
Well, yeah, Paddy, we discussed our news whenever we were getting food earlier.
Yeah.
We have all the same stuff, so like...
Well, whatever one person doesn't say, the other person go for
it. No, fine. No, we'll do that then.
The Xbox One terabyte bundle...
Okay.
...you can now get for $240.
Ooh,
with Gears of War free. Which is pretty good, like...
Four.
$240?
Yeah, so what's that?
That's incredible.
That's
$210?
Under 200. Well, under
it's about 200.
$210.
$200 sterling, and you get a 1 terabyte Xbox One S with Gears 4. Very good.
That's pretty good. Like,
very good.
If that comes here. Because I think over here, there's a decade, and they'll be like, oh no, it's still...
Still, like, there's sites you can buy from.
Yeah,
that'll ship it over here, so... the new game, Prey.
Yeah.
Looks okay. Looks good. Okay, I wouldn't mind playing it.
Middling good, I think.
Middling good.
Yeah,
Turkish food.
That's what me and Dee were saying earlier as well. I wouldn't mind playing it.
Okay.
And we were thinking,
you wouldn't mind
praying
it.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have supported
anyway, that. Anyway, a man has completed the entire game in 20 minutes. Just under 20 minutes.
What?
Yeah. Some people...
Speedrunner? Like, professional speedrunner?
Yeah, well...
Well...
Thinking speed.
Yeah, runner. He is a speedrunner.
Because he did it, you said he did it like 3 times.
Yeah, he done it in...
In 20 minutes.
Yeah, so he originally done it in 59 minutes, 28 seconds.
Then he got it down... 30 minutes off?
He got it down to 44:06 and got it down to... Official time was...
How?
19 minutes, 34 seconds.
That's incredible.
It's all about like glitch finding and stuff, but as you say, that it might just be a very short game.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then we also got in depth about it, saying it could be a lot more to do than just the original.
I mean, Mass Effect, which I sunk 60 hours into at this point.
Yeah, you probably could have had it done along. Yeah,
you could have finished it in like 20 probably if you just went through it. Like,
well, yeah, Wow.
It's a game that I will buy, I think.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Doom a bit, a game which I don't think is going to be like a massive seller, but it will be a good seller.
Yeah.
It's probably a good game.
Probably not a massive seller either for campaign story, more so multiplayer. Does Prey have? Doom was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm saying, like, will Prey do that?
Doom actually had a pretty sizable campaign,
did
I think.
It?
I think it did, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But Prey, I think, is more, yeah, story single player focused.
Doom also had a lot of faults when it first came out. I remember that. It was a very bugged game.
Buggy. Yeah. I hate buggy games. Yeah.
I know.
There's a lot of patches and shit had to be released for that.
Outlast 2 is out as well.
It is, yeah. Have you heard the reviews?
Yeah, so there's mixed reviews.
Very.
Very mixed reviews.
Yeah.
A lot to do with the difficulty of the game.
Too hard, too easy?
Too hard.
Oh.
So Outlast have come out with a patch that has made the game slightly easier.
I like the fact that it's too difficult rather than too easy.
No, in my opinion, there's nothing worse than a difficult game. Nothing.
Only if it gets to the point where it's difficult beyond frustration.
Yeah.
If yes.
A difficult, I guess we covered like this rewarding, actually. You know, to complete, then I'm like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, if you know you're going to get it
after
a couple of tries, that's fine. But if there's certain parts that you've spent the guts of 40, 45 minutes on, and you just want to turn it off because you're no longer enjoying it,
there's
not
a difference
a good game.
Between, like, you know,
reward.
You have to work out the correct strategy to beat this guy versus this guy just needs, you need to shoot him like a million times before he'll die.
Yeah, like Dark Souls kind of shit.
Yeah, well, I actually didn't play this, so I can't really comment. Mm, but did you ever play Borderlands?
Yes.
Cromorax or whatever? Where it's just like.
You're just shooting, shooting.
It's just
shooting,
like 45 minutes of shooting, and then it'll die.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel rewarding at all.
No. Yeah.
So that there, and I'll say
too
one
difficult.
More day,
that's,
and then I'll let you take over.
What do you think about it making the game easier? Do you think they're right to do that?
To the point, it's still going to be difficult,
but
I would rather that bit easier so I know that I'm able to complete it.
And is it that they made the game easier, as in everybody's game was going to be easier if you get this patch, or they give you the option to lower the difficulty?
One lower difficulty.
Well, it says this: the difficulty in Outlast 2 has been a source of frustration for some, but a new update aims to address those problems. Developer Red Barrels released the patch on PC today amongst the changes as a global rebalancing of the game difficulty. It didn't provide any specifics regarding exactly what's been tweaked, simply stating that today's patch includes some minor adjustments to the game's difficulty in key areas and moments.
I'd say they've kind of just taken all the difficulties and kind of just lowered them by a touch, something like
it
that.
It sounds to me like they've actually went to specific points there and it went like, this part was too hard, let's make it easier, like, across the board. I don't know if that's a good...
Well, I'll soon be playing it, and I'll soon let you know.
Yeah,
do Paddy, did we ever finish Resident Evil?
No, we didn't.
No,
we did not.
I was doing the weekly update there and I was like...
Has he finished it?
Yeah, because I've seen it.
Three more videos up.
Are you going to play it through it to finish it?
I don't know.
Or has it got to the point where it's just like...
It was so long ago.
Yeah.
If I went back to it, I'd need to go from the start again.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I wouldn't mind like sitting down and playing it with him.
Well, yeah, true.
I guess because...
That there is more fun. Like, see, the mistake I made and will no longer be doing is making an entire playthrough of a game unless I enjoyed it that much. I think other people are going to enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
So it's going to be let's play from now on.
Yeah,
I'm going to take snippets, inform you about it, and
if
someone specifically asks for it, I will do it.
Yeah, of course.
But if not, then no.
Yeah. Paddy, will you do an entire playthrough of Resident Evil 7 for you, please?
But see, as that I could do, because there'd be three of us, there'd be a bit of crack, as opposed to me sitting on the mic.
Well, I have to go back to it again because I want the trophy for the Madhouse difficulty. So if you feel like...
Are you going to do that?
Yeah, yeah. I want to get the one for the easier ones first where you speedrun. But I want to get the Madhouse one first. I want to...
Yeah, well, I do want to... I want to see where it goes. I want to see how it ends.
Because it does get very interesting. I remember when we were playing.
It was getting interesting. It was just getting annoying.
Did you find, though, it got interesting and then it kind of got like...
Less interesting.
Not less interesting, but it was like... Okay, I kind of see where they're going with this. Like, to me, it got... It hit a point where it was like, this is like on top of its game. This is incredible. And then it got to the point.
Is that like before the ship?
Yeah. And then it was kind of like on the ship. It was kind of just like.
Do you know what I think happened on the ship?
That's right. There's a ship.
There's a ship.
I know.
No spoilers.
Sorry, guys, but there's a ship. I'm used to that. I think at that point, what I think happened is they started to over-explain it.
Yeah.
They're kind of like, this is why this happened for X, Y, Z reasons, and this caused that, and oh, you see why this
I would have
like
preferred
that.
The entire game to have taken place in
the house.
In the house.
Because there is a moment where you're like, oh, this could be the ending. And it's not. It's like,
oh, that's right, yeah.
That
I kind of want to do it the other way as well and see what happens.
Anyway, Paddy, we're going to say no more about that.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening.
Oh, I was looking at my news going,
good to
else.
Know. Good to know.
Hit us up with some more news. Give me something else. We'll try to take this to the 30-minute mark.
E3, PC gaming show returns. Promising announcements and trailers.
Whoop. Whoop.
Oh, D.
They are not home of the empty promise, sir.
They that, aren't.
Sir, is up. Have you heard about the new... I don't have this wrote down because I spent a lot of time working on other things, as you know, this week. But have what? You heard about the new...
What other things?
Maybe you have this. PC version of Smash coming?
No.
The Jesus. PC are taking a new... I think it's called... Is it called Blood Brawl? No. It's something Brawl. Like that, and it's the PC, the PC's answer to Super Smash.
Oh, it's not Nintendo.
No.
Isn't it?
No, okay. It's PC. Okay.
But like...
No, it's not Nintendo doing
is it. What characters are going to be in it?
I don't know. I don't know. I just seen a couple of
unless it's politically
of stills
correct
from it, and I was like, oh, that looks pretty good. Didn't read any more into it, just heard the PC are going to get their answer to Smash.
Like, as okay. You know, I couldn't care less about that.
I know.
Not a big fan of it.
I know.
That.
Minecraft, the Switch edition.
Yeah, as released.
Coming.
May 11th.
May 11th.
2 days from
now. Two days from now.
Yeah.
This will be out, hopefully, by then.
I think it's going to do okay, but I don't think it's going to be... I mean, I would want it if I had a Switch. I would love to take Minecraft on the go. That'd be great. I can wait. I mean, I can take it with my laptop, but it means taking out my laptop.
Yeah, yeah, that's not as practical.
Just
as
take
out
a little Switch and
I'm a little laptop.
Those Joy-Con. I wonder how it would handle.
I'd say it'd be pretty smooth. I'd say it'd work pretty well.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of Minecraft, I didn't actually get an article on this. I just read it. When the Scorpio comes out, there's going to be 4K Minecraft on it. Pretty much. I don't know how much benefit that's going to add to like.
I want it.
A blocky game.
I want it.
That's a strange one.
But it's. I mean. They're obviously going to put it on the Scorpio and they can make it 4K.
What if it was no longer blocky?
Just smooth. It would be terrible.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, I'm taking this because you...
Oh, no, fuck you.
No.
You big cunt.
I bought it.
You may edit that, Chris.
I can't. I just don't have the time nor patience. Home of the empty bros.
I just need more sugar here.
It'll be buzzed tonight. You did give me the zero.
I did. Oh. And now I'm going to sink two of these.
Anyway. Four new games got into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Did it?
Try and guess.
Yeah.
Is this at the overall
this
Hall of
Fame? This is the Gaming Hall of Fame.
The...
You also have to guess what me and Patty had for lunch.
Oh, fuck, right, okay.
The World Video Game Hall of Fame.
GTA 5.
No.
They're old.
They're old.
Now.
Old classics.
Oh, there's like a period of time you have to wait before you can actually get into this.
All right, okay. So how old are we going? Give me like a time.
There's nothing newer than the original.
Arcade.
Xbox.
PS2. Original. DS. No, Game Boy.
Mario Kart?
No.
It could be in there, but these are only the ones that have been
arcade, newer. Arcade, Xbox, Game Boy,
so,
Sega.
Okay, well, Sonic the Hedgehog.
No. I would assume he's already in.
Are Space Invaders in?
See, they probably are. These are only like newly inducted ones. Like,
oh, for fuck's sake, guys.
I think he gives you a pretty big clue with Xbox.
Halo?
Yes.
Halo.
Specific
the
Halo.
The original Halo is in.
The original Halo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sega. So if it's not Sonic.
Although
that doesn't really. It's another really popular game on Sega. I actually had it.
The
fantastic.
Football game? The Sense
no,
of
no,
soccer,
no,
no. Sega... We see Sonic.
You told me that. I can't even think of this. You told me these earlier.
It's the second one of it.
Okay.
Piss. Well, fuck me.
In the game, the guy, if I remember correctly, there's a few.
We were talking about something like it not a few moments ago.
There's a few characters you can choose, but the one I always chosen was the one I thought who was wearing metal fucking trousers. And I thought, well, if he's wearing metal trousers, he's bound to win.
It's kind of like...
Is it like a fighting game?
Yeah.
It's not Tekken?
No.
That would be PS.
This is Sega.
You have it.
Street Fighter?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was Sega. Guys, my knowledge is...
Oh, I didn't either.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it was.
Okay, what are the other three?
Arcade.
Pac-Man.
No. If it's not Pac-Man and it's not Space Invaders...
It's
definitely this one then.
Ms. Pac-Man.
Yes!
How did you know?
I don't think you'll get this one.
Oh, how could you not?
Oh,
I
play in arcades.
No, but like, you know, it's world famous. Like.
It is. It's pretty old too.
If you're not playing Pac-Man, you're not playing Space Invaders, and you're not playing Mrs. Pac-Man.
Mario?
No.
No.
It wasn't really arcade. Was Although...
No, he wasn't.
No.
Mario at all? Dr. Okay. Mario, I think, was arcade.
If you were going into arcade in the 60s, 70s...
Oh, like 60s?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'll definitely research that tonight, but I'm near sure.
Pong.
Sounds similar to Pong. Like this, there's a word. There's a word, and then the second word sounds like Pong.
Give them the
something
initials.
Pong.
You get when you give them the initials. For sure.
DK.
Donkey Pong. Oh, yeah. Donkey Kong.
And then two Game Boy classics.
Oh,
well, that's hot. Yeah. Yeah.
And
have you specific colors there, Chris?
Pokemon Red.
Oh yeah.
And another Pokemon was it?
Oh yeah.
Pokemon Yellow or Blue.
Get out.
Blue.
Pokemon Yellow came slightly after, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Red and Pokemon Blue? Green.
Yes.
I knew it. No, I will edit this.
But I actually... do you want to hear the 12 finalists or a couple of...
Is there not one more or is that them all?
No, that's them all. Yeah. Red, green, halo.
Red, green, halo.
Paddy, you've got your color chart all mixed up again. Could have gone for nice
Final
halo.
Fantasy VII could have been in it. Windows Solitaire could have been out.
Fuck. To be fair, though, Windows Solitaire.
I played that.
Everyone's played it, I'd say, at some point.
Mortal Kombat, Myst, Portal, Resident Evil, Portal, Tomb Raider, and Wii Sports.
Obviously, Tomb Raider will be in the Hall of Fame very soon. I'm going to get it in there.
I'm surprised it's not in this show.
Those titles could also be included for next year's list.
That's they will. Good. And Tomb Raider will win.
Yes.
There's no winners.
Not a competition.
I got news.
Okay,
I got news.
Hit me up with some news.
Turn. Okay, we've passed the 30-minute mark now. So let's go to the 40-minute mark with our news.
Sure. Paddy, you have a bit about this leak from the Assassin's Creed game. Mm-hmm. Origins.
Origins. I read something about this, but not too much, because I didn't like how the thumbnail looked.
Did you know?
No.
It's like a picture of like a guy on a it's a guy in a boat.
Oh.
A ship.
Okay.
Origins. It's going to be more, there's going to be more of them elements to it. Like, you know, the, you ever play 4, you know, the like, naval, like, sealing elements?
Yeah.
There's going to be more of that in it, apparently. But, some guy on Reddit just goes like, literally goes, fuck it. Here it is. Enjoy your first look at Assassin's Creed Origins. He just leaked it.
Really?
For that.
Just one
advance.
Screenshot though, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the screenshot revealed a bit of information. There was a... I wonder, can I find this? There was a... There was like an objective in the top left corner that said... Well, one of them said, assassinate the crocodile. Make of that what you will.
I will make nothing
but
of it.
But it will have, much like ghosts had, you know, fully interactive dogs, this has fully interactive crocodiles.
Oh, God.
No, I'm not really sure what that means, but there was a reference to some, a woman or a person called like a Hifa or something like that, who, if you, like, someone did the research and they were like, she was a queen in ancient Egypt in like 1000, 2000 BC.
Okay, cool.
So that's kind of, that's probably the, that's one of the,
that's
time
one
ranges.
Of the time.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, ancient
Egypt
really
would be cool, yeah.
Have you got the picture up there? Shall we put it in our TV screen? We don't have a TV screen.
No.
Don't have one.
No.
No, it's just, yeah. The Iraqan. The Iraqan is going to be sad news in Egypt, yeah.
Yeah.
And also,
kind of stepping on the toes of what I said there.
There was something.
Possibly multiple time errors.
Greece was also mentioned.
I think it's going to be, someone said, this is just Reddit again, someone said like it's going to be ancient Egypt, then Greek Egypt, and then Roman Egypt. As those very
interesting
people invaded it and whatnot. So you're going to see like, what was it, the lighthouse at Alexandria, I think is going to be in it.
Of course.
So that's going to be something to jump off of, presumably. Yep. I don't know. I might get another Assassin's Creed game. I haven't played it in so long. Last one I played was 3.
I give up the entire series after...
Introduction.
I think when Black Flag came along.
Yeah, I never played it. I never made the joke.
Apparently Black Flag was okay as well. Like the ceiling
apparently
was actually
the last
okay.
Good one there was.
Yeah.
Because 3 was dung. Like.
And then did Syndicate come after Black Flag?
Well after, yeah. It had Origins in the middle
well,
of it.
Well, this one says it's going to have 2 main characters.
Not Origins, Unity, sorry.
Unity.
Which will be a first, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 main characters?
Yeah.
No,
a new,
Syndicate
a new
did that.
RPG yeah. system, which would be very like Skyrim.
Oh.
Naval combat will return with potentially customizable
feels like
ships.
They're just really milking this series.
Yeah, oh, they are.
I kind of wish that they just go off and create something, give it a new name, even if it's just like, oh, this is just Assassin's Creed. Just give it a new look, a new name. Something.
I think it's good that they're
it
going
will have
so
an
much further back
on
now.
The yeah. exploration.
Ah, that's cool. I don't know about that because like a lot of games are doing that now. Mass Effect Andromeda did that, and it wasn't very satisfying for fans at all.
There's also news on a possible Far Cry 5.
Damn you!
Go on ahead.
My last piece of information.
Go on ahead.
What did you hear about it?
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
Not interested.
What?
Oh, yeah. I am very interested.
That's, this is the exact same reason I'm not interested in Red Dead at all. I just don't like Western. I don't like Western. I'm not a fan of cowboys and...
But you see, it's not like Western films with cowboys and Indians.
No, I know that.
It's like the harsh West.
Yeah. I'm just not interested in that kind of setting.
I am. And I actually think the Far Cry are going to do a more like kind of not as serious, take as Red Dead did. They're going to have a little bit more fun. Because they are kind of like run and gunny kind of games.
I only came into the Far Cry series on 3 and it was fucking phenomenal.
It is great. Brilliant
game. I haven't played 3. My favorite one. I want to. Is 3?
I liked 3, 4 as well.
Four to me looks like the best, no?
See, 4 was just too similar to 3 for me.
It was very.
If you hadn't played 3, would you recommend just going to 4?
4 was just, class. Yeah. I have 4.
I don't know. I really love 3 as well.
Have you got 4? No, Paddy?
No, I don't. I had. And do you know why I bought it? Just to see if that complete the game in 5 minutes
five
actually
minutes
was
real
true.
Yeah.
And it bloody was.
Yeah.
And it was a great game, but I had to clear it.
I have The Witcher 3 sitting as my next game to play once I finish The Last of Us, but I'm thinking maybe now, because I keep forgetting about Far Cry, and every time I go to buy a game, it's always just there, and I'm like, oh.
Do you know what, though? I've heard reports. I've heard bad reports on Primal.
I heard better things about it as well.
But I want to try it anyway.
So do I.
I've played the rest, I'm going to play this.
It looks interesting, like. Probably it's just the same Far Cry, system.
Far Cry is the same. It's the story they bring with it has to be good.
Yeah, they just don't do...
They have to give you a reason to keep exploring.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, guys. And this takes us into our main topic beautifully, because this was our main topic. If you had the means to create a video game of your dreams, so you have, we would say, not an infinite budget, but a pretty big, hefty budget you can work with. You don't have to name the studio, but you have the free reins of any studio, multiple studios, whatever the hell you want. Create any game that you'd like. What would it be? Where would the setting be? What kind of game would it be? What kind of characters? What kind of story? Let me know what you would do.
I don't know. Like I say, because this topic completely slipped my mind.
Can I go first?
Yeah, you
turn. Because I thought about this. Okay. My ideal game to me is a... Survival horror would be the genre, because it's my favorite kind of genre, I think, in gaming, in that I like the...
I can only describe it as a gas right now.
Survival horror, okay? It's
that
based...
I would never have pegged you for.
Based on a fictional planet, okay? But very similar to Earth. So it's...
Does it rhyme with Shmera?
think along the lines, okay? So it's a planet similar to Earth, only it's just not Earth.
Yeah.
Okay? We call it...
Humans inhabit it and whatnot?
Pretty well, yeah. But this planet now has a post-apocalyptic feel to it, okay? you play as either male or female, your choice, at the start of the game.
Sounds a lot like Far Cry.
And
Fallout.
This game will be open world, but the story is very linear, okay? So what I mean by that is you can go and explore all you want. Mm-hmm. There will be nothing to do apart from the main campaign until you finish the main campaign. Once you finish the main campaign, then all of your side quests and shit like that will be open to you. But you cannot unlock this until you devote your time to a campaign, because that is something I feel very strongly about. I don't like the fact that it's done a lot with multiplayer. I don't care too much about RPGs, because you can do whatever you want in RPGs. The planet is rife, I wrote down, with... I wrote down zombie-esque creatures. Now, I kind of would like to see a mix of... I'm playing The Last of Us at the minute.
Yeah.
And I think we've all seen I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good, actually.
Terrible film.
Have you played Dying Light?
You just come out with the randomest opinions.
That was a joke.
Oh, good.
Those are the kind of things...
How did you get out here? That line.
Yeah, I like that. That's a very good line. I like the idea that... it's still a world where creatures and all are roaming, but the creatures are now feral. They're very much against you. Similar to Horizon, in that there's creatures that will attack you, and there's humans as well.
But not robots.
No, not robots. The main campaign time is around 20 hours on a normal difficulty, and with the side quests included, the game will take you no more than about 50 hours, I think is a good spot for me. Multiplayer could be attained whenever the main solo quest is completed. Whenever you complete it, another player can jump in with you and you can go and explore the wasteland together.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Like a co-op mode.
Like a co-op mode.
That's pretty cool.
There are loads of different environments, from like jungles to mountains to cities, inner cities, stuff like that. They're all very much just throughout the entire planet. I'm not sure if I would include like a fast travel mode. Probably would if some way, yeah. But it probably wouldn't be...
It's a big enough map,
like. Yeah, it probably wouldn't be like... I don't know how you'd do it. Maybe just...
What about like vehicles? Would you have vehicles?
I'm not sure. I thought about vehicles and I was like, I'm not too sure. I like the idea of... maybe building your own vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, a craft.
And like as you progress through maybe the campaign.
Yeah, like, exactly.
So whenever you have to explore.
Like a Mad Max vehicle.
Yeah, it's third. Oh, yeah. It's a third person perspective game, not first person, but the option, I guess, would maybe be there. But no, I like third person. I like the way Horizon looked. I've wrote down that it plays style similar to Horizon, but it looks more nitty gritty. It feels a lot like the combat in The Last of Us, and it looks a lot like Dying Light or picture I Am Legend, you know, that post-apocalyptic feel, but not as post-apocalyptic as Fallout would be.
Yes.
Okay, so it's just like...
Abandonment,
yeah.
But for only a few years.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's not like a bomb went off.
My idea was, so you play as either male or female, and this is kind of Gears related as well. This outbreak or whatever has spread, and the government have kind of issued a warning that everybody has to get behind safe lines because they're going to pretty much try to wipe this out in one big swoop. As you can picture, millions of people trying to get to this. Not everybody's going to make it. The government destroy everything. You playing as either male or female know that your wife is working somewhere way out. She probably won't get to the safe haven, if you like, that you're in. And your whole story is setting out to find where she last was or he last was. Maybe he's alive, maybe she's not alive. Don't know what the twist in the story could be, but that's kind of what it is. Weapons in the game are, this is what I like. You could pick up a branch off a tree, break a branch off a tree, and pick up a shard of metal and go into your crafting mode. And you would have to literally drag the piece of metal to where you want on the wood, select it, and that is now your weapon.
So
now you can like melee and all, but after like a couple of hits, depending on the strength of like your
branch
things, it would break, and then all you get from
like,
that is
like Dying Light.
Yeah, all you get from that then is maybe like a couple of shards of wood or something you could use for something else. Let me see. Yeah, that's kind of all I have.
That sounds really good.
That would be my idea of gaming heaven for me. Just a big world. You have a very linear story, so stick to the story. And then after that, the world kind of opens up and you can
explore
go.
Them.
It's kind of the way Horizon. There wasn't too many side quests I found until more or less I had the guts of the main story completed. Yeah, and then I was seeing the side quests a lot more, stuff like that. Different challenges you can do, different collectibles, stuff like that there to keep you entertained. I would include like... tombs like Tomb Raider, only these might be like old offices or buildings or something that you go into.
I really like that idea.
And you kind of have to find, you know, stuff. You kind of piece the story together from like documents and stuff you find of what's going on. Maybe there'll be a cure. There probably won't be a cure. It'll probably just be, I don't like that. Oh, you're going to find your wife and come up with a cure.
Yeah.
Maybe your wife's dead. Maybe your wife's the boss. I don't know.
Maybe you didn't have a wife.
Maybe.
No, that's a twist.
I kind of like the idea that one of the levels took you through a zoo.
Oh, cool.
And everything in that zoo has just gone completely feral. So you're going to get all types of creatures and beasts. And
the gorilla's coming at you, but
yeah, like a fucking mutated gorilla. And I just think it would be so cool.
Smashing the glass.
Yeah.
And you have to get out through the door and lock it before it gets out.
Yeah. I want real jumpy moments in it as well.
Yeah, like a real horror aspect.
Horror aspect to it, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want it to be.
I don't want it to be a horror game, no. I want like that kind of Last of Us feel to it. Yeah. Jesus, you know, kind of. Yeah, that would be my idea of gaming heaven.
That sounds tremendous.
Yeah,
it does sound good. You play that?
I would say, yeah. Particularly the crafting element.
Make it
taken from kind of Dead Rising
game.
You know, maybe somewhere through the game you find like something that's rare, like maybe a chainsaw, and you can attach that to like I don't know a pole.
Yeah, really Dead Rising.
You know, it's gonna be really fucking gory and not gory just for the sake of being gory, but like hard hitting. You know.
Do you know the way you said you can like attach? You decide where you.
Yeah.
You so like, say you place your like shiv on your stick, like pointing out this way, and then it's more like of an axe.
Yeah.
Or can you put it at the end, so it's more of like a spear?
You could put it like at the end, but say like you have like a piece of wood, and you decide to put like your. So say you have a piece of wood and then you drag like your piece of metal up to the top.
Yeah.
That might only be a strength of like say 5 because it's at the top and you might hit. Whereas if you put it down more like an axe to get there and it's a wee handheld weapon, that might have strength like 7. So you got to decide. But your range is limited and stuff.
Yeah.
So you're different,
yeah.
You have different attributes and stuff like that. Yeah.
So like, yeah, you can, yeah.
I'd play that.
You'll have like wood, metal, stone, all that. Maybe I was thinking along the lines of Minecraft. Yeah. Yeah. Where like the strongest material you might find might be like diamond or like some kind of rock, you know, native to this planet that is like really rare that you can make something really strong out of. Make your own armor, all that kind of stuff. That would be my idea of heaven.
What's your motivation for making it on a different planet rather than just Earth? To add like more creatures and shit to it, like
to add more creatures to it, and that someone like you wouldn't be saying like, well, why is there a jungle there and a city there and then mountains over there?
Okay, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't, you know, that doesn't make any sense. This would just be a city, blah blah blah, and then you couldn't make it the entire span of the Earth. So have something like, you know, this is just the way these people lived.
This
know?
Is just where it is.
Yeah, like. Exactly. This is just where it is.
So give your game a title.
I don't know.
Forgotten.
Forgotten.
There you are.
Forgotten would be pretty cool. I like just one word titles, you know.
Yeah.
Like I know there was a game, but like Outbreak was a cool. Yeah. Like Outbreak, you know.
Breakout.
Yeah.
I'm getting you out of
there. That's your game. This is what I thought you'd have for your game.
No, you see, I didn't give it any thought, and then I did.
give me your ideas.
My ideal perfect game has been made, and I just haven't bought it.
Oh, what is that? It's do you know thing. What it is?
Yeah.
How do you?
Because like I've read about it, I've watched it.
Okay.
I've read reviews. There is nothing less than a 5-star on it. And in fact, I'm going to pick it up.
What is it?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I Am Bread. That's a real game.
It is a real game.
You can toast yourself in everything.
Is that like suicide thing?
I Am Bread.
I don't know what the fucking objective is.
Do you die if you toast yourself? If you're a slice of bread?
Do you like bits of you fall off?
Is that
off
not
and
like
that's
evolution?
Your
do you know what?
Now you've got a hard exterior.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
But a worm.
I'm going to bat. We're going to play it.
You should bat, yeah.
We'll bat, play it.
That should be a good one to play it, too. Yeah. Just
and Goat Simulator.
D, what is your idea of gaming heaven? Did you ever think about
we've
this?
We've talked about this sort of before.
I think I know where you're going with this.
The American did the gear stock. And I said, and he has sort of a mixed reaction to it, but I think it could really work. I think a Gears of War game... more of an open world, maybe more of a sandbox.
Yes.
You can go, as you kind of like what you described, very like what you described, you can go into various areas of the world. You're not sort of restricted to go A to B to C to D. You can explore, seek stuff out, try and learn more about the world, about the backstory by doing like little kind of side missions, but more of just like, you have to fight your way through this area to find a piece of information that might help you later in the game, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I would make it so you can basically go and do anything you want whenever.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, it's not going to be restricted like that.
Yeah.
You know, some games are like, you have to clear this area before you go to this area, basically. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the story would be like, really, really like, it would be the central focus. Like,
yeah.
It would be the thing you want to do.
Yeah.
More so than like you can explore, but
it's
like,
kind of
I mean,
driving you on
the driving path.
Force. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is the driving force of the game would be this story.
Yeah,
classic Gears fashion. It would be like a you know a really strong narrative about at a certain fight or something you have to approach and get prepared for and stuff. Yeah. You know, in doing that, you have to go to various parts of the map and like, discover stuff. But what I really wanted to see in Gears of War, because we've always talked about how the lore is so rich and deep.
Yeah,
is basically like don't say like you're a cog soldier who has to you know. Obey orders and do such and such as you're told. You make that decision yourself.
Yeah,
I would have
very
like,
cool.
a lot of like decision elements to it. Like
very, very cool.
You could be like an outsider or a stranded or whatever.
Somebody who doesn't particularly like the cog.
Exactly, might not trust the cog.
Yeah,
but as you know, circumstances befall you, maybe it makes more sense to join the cog, and you do that, and then you get access to a lot more resources.
Ah, nice.
You're better geared up. You know, geared up.
Geared up.
Or you can go out on your own. Or you can join the Stranded.
Stranded,
cast
yeah.
before, so I get that mixed up.
That'd be very, very
but basically,
cool.
like, you know, it's like it's kind of like Skyrim. You forge your own story within this. And, like, as you make decisions, that will affect the outcome
of the
game. Yes.
But something I would stress is, like, because we talked about this in Gears Talk, like, the missions you do, the story-based missions would be, like, quite linear.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, are you ready to go and do this mission? Yeah, let's do it. And then you go into like a, you know, straight A to B.
Yeah.
Complete this area, get this element, get this item, or defeat this boss. When you've done that, then you're released back into the open world and you can see how that affects things.
Ah, yeah.
So it's kind of like what Mass Effect 2 did.
Okay.
So it's like, the missions are, like, they're amazing in it.
Okay.
And they're linear as fuck. Like, there's no, like, exploration to it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Horizon's like that or not.
No, not really, no.
It's more open, like, you can go...
Yeah.
Well, this would be like you go to like a separate area or something, or into like a specific like building or something, like you said, and you do this mission, and then when you come back out, you finish this. Say you kill someone, like a pivotal figure, or a pivotal enemy, a pivotal locust. You know, maybe that's
maybe that's
weakened the locust in that area, but it's also like, you know, fucked up somebody else by forcing the locust that way.
That'd be really cool, actually. Like the way you said, like if you, you know, maybe we're like on your own or something, you could meet up and like other people could like join your cause.
Yeah.
And maybe like you are, or like maybe you're with the cog or something and you decide that, I think it'd be really cool if, not that you have like a certain level, but say for example, there was like, you can, there's like a Brumach here. Mm. You're like only like, you know, getting to grips with how the game plays, and maybe like you're like, I don't know if there's a ranking system, but like you're like level 5 and that Brumach might be like 15
or something.
Oh yeah, that
would be for sure a ranking system.
And then you have like, you know, a small locust, you know, posse here, and you decide, fuck it, no, I'm going to go here, and you get like maybe 3 of your soldiers killed, and next thing the cog kind of start turning on you, kind of forcing you out. That'd be very,
that would
very
be
cool.
The type of thing you'd be pushing for. So it would be like, you can take the easier option, but that might result in other people dying at your own.
Yeah.
You know, that would, your own grief or
I would enjoy that. But I would enjoy that. Yeah.
It would be a similar thing. It would be like, you know, really like, it would be at the heart, the center of like the locust invasion. Like, so like everything's gone to shit. There's just no infrastructure anymore, and you can do this stuff. But like, the other thing I would just focus on so much would be the combat being as true to Gears. Like,
Like I mean, cover system.
Do you know whenever you're walking around in Gears, like, just like maybe there's like a bit of talking going on, whatever, and you're just walking with your gun in hand. Like, just you constantly have a gun in your hands in this game because you need to. Because you're all, you know, always surrounded by locusts. It would just be the same, like, you know, tight, controlled, you know, gunplay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, whenever you're not in combat, maybe the camera pans out a wee bit more. You can see more of your surroundings and stuff, and you can kind of explore.
That would be very, very cool, actually. Yeah.
I've always wanted to see that. I don't think I honestly don't think it'll ever be made. But no. If I had the resources, that that would be my go-to game. There's no game I really would like to see, but
that sounds incredible. Just for the fact that, like you, I'm a massive Gears fan.
Yep.
And I would very much like to see that. I'd like to see it in the way that at the start of Gears 4, like the prologue, you know, where you had to fight like a couple of the major battles.
Oh yeah.
If that's like the kind of way you said that, you know, like it's kind of open or whatever until you have to fight, you know, A to B kind of thing. Like, this is your objective. Yeah. Do this. And then afterwards you can kind of see what's happening. That would be very, very cool. Huh?
I'd just love to see it. And I'd also just love the idea of like you walking through like, a, you know, a destroyed city or whatever, and then just like an e-hole just pops up.
And you can either choose to deal with that. It'd be very
cool. You could run away. Like.
You could run away, but then they could attack like maybe the cog or Stranded or something. They could kill the Stranded, and then you now have your access to a point you couldn't get to before. Yeah. Or
I think, I would just love to see that happen. Like, you know, just the spontaneity of there's an e-hole there. Because that's what it's like in the game. Although obviously it's scripted in the main games, but this would just be like, they can pop up anywhere at any time. Yeah. To be ready.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. That'd be very, very cool. For someone who hasn't played Gears, obviously it'd be hard to link in what we're talking to. But I like the fact that I would like a game like that where every decision you make will have an outcome somewhere. Like, not like games that say they do and you don't see anything.
There's like a lot of pretending in games like that. Where like, oh yeah, it'll make something mad at you, but they'll just be like one line of
you should add.
Oh, I didn't like where you did that.
You should add like a karma system.
See, I don't know. I think karma systems make, as a player, they make you a little bit more like, oh, I'll just do
aware of what you're doing. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
If it's clear there's a good option and a bad option, if you're playing as a good character, you'll generally go good.
Yeah.
Whereas I think if you just make the decision like, oh, you're a pretty weak character and there's an easy route through this, but you're also aware that that's going to make, like, you know, other like characters in the game struggle. So you can go for the easy option because you're like going, well, I don't think I'll be able to defeat that Brumach, as you said. Or you can go, well, I know if I go that way, people will die, so I have to attack the Brumach.
That would be such a cool game. I'm just picturing like a mission or something where you have to go out and like, maybe it's like a family caught and you're like, either with Stranded or Cog, and your mission is like, go out, escort that family back through like the enemy territory or something. And like the guy, like the family member that you're saving is like a real prick or something, and he says something, and right before you get back in, like you blow his brains out in like a moment of madness. And then it's like, do I take him in and confess what I've done, or do I just turn and run, and then maybe not a bounty is placed on me, but like, you know, they're like, you know, that would be...
I would like the idea of that. And like, as you're doing missions to the guy, you know, the cog will be saying, don't rescue that family, it's a waste of resources.
Yeah.
And the Stranded would be saying like, don't abandon them. Human beings. Like.
And if you stick to the cog, the Stranded hate the cog some more. If you
I just think it'd be really interesting to explore like
that
aspect of it. Because like, it's something the first game of Gears is just like, oh, there's the Stranded, by the way.
I think if I were playing your game, I would become not a member of anybody. I would be a lone survivor. I would
Probably the most sensible thing to
very
do.
Very much just take me and my sniper and go and hide and, you know.
If you became a lone survivor, you wouldn't be, like, in any way contributing towards the defeat of the locust.
Oh, well, that's very
true. You know, like, you'd have to live, well, not live as a game.
Well, you would if you did take out maybe a couple of, like, something yourself. You would know
I
did that, but no one would else know. No one else would know.
I just think it's a really interesting thing to explore. I'd love to see it.
Very cool, dude.
Probably
very
never happen. Idea. Almost certainly won't happen.
No.
That's one idea.
If you have the resources, if we win the lotto.
When I win the lotto,
we'll look into this. I don't think. Yeah, when we win the lotto, then we'll start a Kickstarter campaign. We're going to need a lot of money.
Fund. Kick me for a five.
Kick me for a fiver and I'll make this game.
We need another million kicks or something to make this game.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
That's committed money right there.
Have you any ideas on what you would like to see in a game?
I don't know. I was sitting sort of thinking there. What could I come up with? Something.
Like, what game to you would just be like if.
There's no particular game, but this is one I came up with.
Is it like a genre?
Pretty quick.
Particular?
No, what this is a shooter, right?
Okay.
Now, this is only thought of
here
now, so it's not perfect, but it's
off
brilliant.
The top of your.
Right. So you're a hitman, right? But the game isn't.
One sec. What would you call your game?
Oh, yeah.
Gears of
Downey
War.
Soldiers.
Gears of War. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something like.
Yeah.
What happened? What's a big thing in Gears?
Gears of War.
Emergence.
Oh.
Oh, I like that.
Emergence.
Yeah. You emerge See. As a yeah. being human.
Okay,
being.
Okay, I like that. Gears of War Emergence.
See, it's missing the C at the end. Emergency.
Gears of War Emergency. Gears of War ER Room.
Scrubs. Gears of War Scrubs.
Anyway, Paddy, so you're a hitman.
Right, you're a hitman, right?
Okay.
That's it.
What is the title of your game?
It's called Hitman.
You're no, a right. bald hitman.
You're a bald
so
agent.
There is a story, right? But the game, unlike yours, is sort of based on all your side quests.
Oh.
But everything does change, right? So, you go into your side quests and, you know, you can accept, we'll call them wee pink slips for now because I haven't got the correct word for
like
it.
Like a bounty?
Yeah, bounty on people that you can go do for money. But this it's open world. Well, it's not open world, it's open. Well, this is Sandbox open world kind of? In New York.
Yeah.
But everything is exactly how New York is.
Ooh, I like that.
To a T, so they've mapped it all out perfectly.
That would
right?
be very cool.
Just because I'd love to grind New York.
I'm not going to get
that.
So
I'm not going to lie, this is part of the reason I bought the crew.
Oh,
to drive all across America because they said, look, we've done this identical as much as we can. And they bought the division for the same reason as well. The crew, you can go to all of America.
Really?
And you have to drive the whole way.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Must be a big game. Keep talking.
It's massive. It's online only, right? So you just Hitman and you can go and do your contracts. But you can do the story as well. And the story is that you can go back in time and stop major events from happening.
That's cool.
Right? So, like,
didn't see that
you
one.
Can go back to, let's say, Hitler.
Yeah.
And take him out. But when you return to New York, present day,
yeah.
there's obviously massive changes.
Yeah. Butterfly effect and all that.
Yeah. So everything you do in the past has a massive, you know, change in the future.
How do you have thought of a name for your game?
What?
The Butterfly Effect.
Being a bad
so you can go back to all the major events in history. Not all the major events, but you know, like big ones.
Like,
you can also choose
JFK's assassination, that'd be good.
Yeah. So you get I don't for a second think it was Lee Harvey Oswald, but you can shoot him from the grassy knoll, you know, and stop that from
or
happening.
Maybe it was you.
Or maybe it was me. You know what I mean? Yeah, so you could be that hitman. So you could have a choice. You could either, do you want to do it, or do you want to stop it from being done and change the future?
After Hitler.
So Hitler, JFK, all them sort of type of moments, you know, touchy subject, but I'm going for it. 9/11, yeah.
Fuck.
Do you want to go and alert
Jesus
people about it?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Or does it have to happen in order for something else to happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so this, it's like there's a ton of layers to this game.
Oh, yeah.
And you are the sole decider of it.
Layer cake.
So you're called... The game is called...
Stop fucking recommending names.
The Traveller.
The Traveller.
The Traveller.
It's just a black cover with it in white writing.
The Traveller.
The Traveller. I like that.
I don't know. That could be good, you know.
That's probably the best. Let's just sit and think about it. Our games are like very personal to us. Yeah, yeah. Whereas that game has like mass appeal.
Yeah,
it does. Right out of the gate, I think.
It would have to be a massive game too. I would, yeah, yeah. That would be, that, like, we're talking Witcher big.
Yeah. It would need to be massive in order for all the changes that could happen.
Yeah.
The changes that may not happen.
You could do DLCs and like, could be like added events in history.
Kill Kim Jong-un or whatever you call it.
The guy, you know, Franz Ferdinand for World War One.
World War One, mm-hmm. Butterfly Effect.
That's crazy. Yeah. And like, do you know the? You well, obviously, wouldn't know the circumstance, the consequences before you.
You don't until you get back. Are you doing this? So, like, if you save JFK and take out the sniper, are you doing this for better America, or is it going to make America worse? You know.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Like. You can go back and change moments in history and time, but a lot of it could change American
history.
It'd be
cool to do that, and right before you do it, kind of have it the way GTA 5 does, like your heist, where you have to pick, you know, you're given the pros and cons of doing this, and, you know, well, what you assume the pros and cons, you don't know whether these are going to...
but it won't tell you the big things.
Exactly,
change,
it won't tell
you.
But, yeah, you can kind of pick... Oh, I love you. Oh, yeah.
That sounds very good.
I like that. Fuck my idea. Let's go with that. D, pull all your money, we're going to make this.
We're making a game.
We're going to kickstart this kick campaign. Give me a fiver and I will start my kick driver. Wow, it's like one mind. If you or your family have been affected by any of the topics mentioned tonight's podcast.
Man the fuck up.
No, but if you do have any suggestions on games that you would like to make, obviously, hit us up. Let us know what you think of our ideas.
And if you're willing to kickstart,
if you're willing to kick either James or Chris for a favor,
get this ball rolling. Call him Chris the Kick Callahan.
It's a Chris with a K, I-C-K at the start. I don't know. Do get in touch with us. Let us know your ideas for games you would like to see made.
Yeah.
Yeah. I myself would like to see a game.
The Axe game for mobile is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's just
if you play, if you play it, Chris, you can lift weights and eat 10,000 calories. If you play as me, you get to mind a baby and pay bills. And if you are James, you get to go to work.
Yeah. Look out for those DLC coming as well.
The American's the first DLC.
And then we get to do like the add-on where you get to just sit and talk for like an hour and a half. Yeah. That's the podcast DLC.
But the DLCs aren't going to be cheap. We have to tell you.
It'll retail at about $40.99.
That's for the original game.
Oh, yeah.
$200 per DLC.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And you can dress the American in many costumes.
You can kickstart. No.
You can microtransactions for Christmas hats.
Yeah, I like different hats. See my vest.
Oh, God.
Yeah, get in touch. Let us know what you think. If you want to see, we've already said this. Anything else, gentlemen, we want to touch on?
Let's see. Did I read anything ridiculous?
I want to touch on something, but we can't yet because we can't spoil it.
Is this our announcement?
Yeah, we can't spoil it yet.
Can we?
Chris looks so easy.
Can we? Like, will we? Shall we?
I really want to, but I can't.
We have big things coming.
Shitty news. Any shitty news?
But we do, don't we? We have big things coming.
Oh, we have massive things coming, yeah.
Physically large things.
They are.
Yeah.
They are very large things.
That's what she said.
We have E3 in just over a month, gentlemen.
Yeah, and 3E the month after.
Predictions? Is it too early for predictions?
I don't know.
We're going to do our actual podcast probably on predictions, but I myself just want to hear an announcement for The Last of Us 2. I want to know a date.
A date.
I'd
be happy enough with just some, like another trailer or maybe a bit.
I'd like to see a date. And finally, a date for God of War. I want to see that as well.
Red Dead.
Yep.
I'm interested in seeing what it'll
have
to.
It will be there. Yeah. I'm interested to see that as well.
Bethesda have some announcements.
I also want to see what the new FIFA holds. I'm sure they'll throw out something.
Really?
FIFA, I do nothing but complain about it each year, but I still buy it. And it's the most played game in my house every year.
We were saying earlier that basically they could just release FIFA 16 and then just draw a little line above the 6 and make an 8.
An 8.
I would bet. If they told me, look, this is going back a year.
I'll bet too. Yeah, and no, I don't play them. I would only play it as
Do you think they could sell that? They could go like, for 2018, we have basically went back to our roots.
Yeah.
Back to 2016 and just made that game again.
Yeah. That would sell.
It would sell.
Of course
sure
it would sell. It's FIFA.
FIFA. FIFA Soccer Ball. 2K18.
Have we any videos coming up?
No.
I will.
Hopefully, empty problems.
I will film my day in the life this Sunday.
Good.
Nice.
I look forward to seeing that. I would have liked to see it when you had the candy floss machine. I happily just want to
rant it.
I would have watched a 20-minute video of just candy floss being made.
I don't know. Should we invest in one for up here?
We should get one for up here.
We should.
A candy floss machine.
Yeah. 130 quid, such not. Fuck off.
I think we should look into seeing
it's 130 quid. Like,
get, I'd rather get 45 a slush puppy machine.
Well, you want me to pay?
Huh?
I can't pay.
I'd rather get a slush puppy machine.
A slushy machine. That's called a cost more.
Mm-hmm. You can get one cheap.
Could you make one yourself? You know, Mr. Freezy things you used to have.
Oh, they're brilliant.
Could you just get an industrial size one of those?
He fucking ruined
it. It never worked. Never fucking worked. The ice, the plastic would never crush the ice.
No. Yeah, it's just fucking big lumps of ice with no flavor. It's just that. There's my two front teeth gone.
I'm just going to set this on the shelf so the ice melts.
Yum.
No, I don't think I have any. I want to talk about it so much. We can't.
You'll know in due course.
Fade to black.
I think we should. Yeah, I think maybe we'll round up this podcast so we ourselves can talk about it a little bit more off camera. If you are watching this podcast, thank you for being with us. We're sorry for the delay in the podcast. Obviously, with work commitments and stuff, we just haven't been able to get this out on time. Maybe we have.
Yeah, we might have done. And we're not editing. And I don't think we need to.
In which case, donate.
No, we don't.
Because I didn't say any bad words, not even once.
No. Well, if that's the case, please donate. And
help us help you.
Nice.
Help us.
Yeah, I like
help
that.
You. Help me help you. Help me help you.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to go back and do something I haven't done in a long time. One second, guys.
My God, he's really going back.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Remember, you can find this and all of our podcasts on... you'll find us on YouTube at Accent Gaming, where you'll see all of our latest...
Videos.
Well, you'll see this video and our podcasts. Stay tuned for Paddy's Day in the Life, obviously. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter... at Excite Gaming. You can find us on Instagram at Team Excite, and you can find Excite Paddy. You can find me and James.
What is he getting called? Excite Paddy?
Because that's my name
on Instagram.
Is it?
Yeah. Excite Paddy. Nice. Change yours to Excite D, and I'll change mine to...
If I change mine to Excite D, mine would literally say Excited.
Do a hyphen.
And you can find us at Snapchat. What's our Snapchat?
Excite Gaming. It is.
Why not?
It is actually gaming though.
It is just actually gaming. Okay, yeah. You can find a Snapchat at actually gaming.
Not much happens on it though.
You might be surprised to hear.
And of course our website. Our very own website, www.xigaming.com. Where you find the links to all of our crap, our blogs, our podcasts, our videos, our weekly updates, if D can be bothered to do them.
He done one this week.
I did one
and
this
any,
week.
Any news that we may have to share with you. This has been immensely fun.
Clip my toenails this week.
We're getting a little off topic here.
And I think
that'll do us.
I think that's it. This has been immensely fun. Thank you for joining us. This is XI Gaming signing off.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Can't find the stop button.